Ever feel like your brain's just fried after a couple hours online? Like your eyes are glued to the screen and you're just completely drained.
Yeah, definitely. It's like this digital drain we all experience.
Exactly. And it's not just us, right? It feels like everyone's feeling the screen fatigue.
It's more than a feeling, actually. Our brains are wired for the real world, you know, natural stimuli and all. But screens, they just bombard us with information and flashing lights. No wonder we're exhausted.
Totally. And in this always-on world, it's tough to escape, you know?
Right.
But what if I told you there's a way to actually stay connected, have real conversations without even looking at a screen?
Oh, interesting. Tell me more.
That's exactly what we're diving into today, SoundBranch.
SoundBranch, I've heard that name floating around.
Yeah, and it's not just another tech company claiming to revolutionize how we communicate. It's way more than that.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So, what is it then?
It's about completely rethinking how we connect, and get this, by using something we already have, our voice.
You've got to be kidding. We're going back to what, like the Stone Age of communication?
Not quite, but think about it. Before screens took over our lives, conversations were everything, right?
Right.
They were the way we connected, shared ideas, really understood each other.
That's true, I guess.
SoundBranch is all about tapping back into the power of the human voice.
I'm listening. So, does that mean ditching our devices completely?
Yeah.
Going totally off the grid?
Not at all. It's really more about being mindful of how we use technology, finding a better balance, you
I
know?
see, I see.
Because here's the thing, SoundBranch isn't about tossing out screens altogether. It's about making space for something that text messages and emojis just can't replicate.
Which is?
The raw, pure emotion, the nuance of the human voice.
Interesting. So, how does this SoundBranch thing actually work? Paint me a picture. It's all about intentionality and design. It's like, imagine this. You're out, say, for a run, right? And bam, this idea hits you.
Okay, I'm with you.
But jotting it down kills the whole flow, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So, with SoundBranch, you just speak the thought.
That easy, huh?
The platform captures it crystal clear, ready to send whenever you are.
So basically a super voice memo app.
Kind of, but there's more. It's the whole package. It integrates with everything, your emails, messages, you name it.
Wait, really? So it actually works with the stuff I'm already using?
Seamlessly.
Yeah.
But hold on, there's even more. Remember we talked about how voice has that emotional depth?
Yeah.
Well, SoundBranch takes it up a notch.
Okay, now you have to explain that. I'm not sure I follow. How is a voice note more engaging than a good old text?
Just think about how your voice can convey, like excitement, empathy, even humor, stuff that just gets lost in a text, you know?
Okay, true.
But with SoundBranch, it's not fleeting, it's captured. You can go back to it.
I see what you're getting at. But give me a real-world example. Like, how would this even work at the office?
Let's say you need to give someone feedback on a project.
Right. Yeah, I've definitely been there.
A text can sound, I don't know, too direct.
Oh, yeah. Or just cold.
Exactly. But with a SoundBranch note, you can soften things with your tone. You can be encouraging. It's more human. But you're still getting the message across.
It's like replacing those super long emails with something way more, I don't know, human and to the point.
Exactly. Plus, our brains are hardwired for voice, not text. So you get your point across better.
That makes sense.
And without the screen in your face, people actually listen better. Everybody wins.
You know, it's wild. We're talking about all this burnout, all the screen fatigue, and SoundBranch just sounds refreshing, like a total reset for how we talk to each other.
It's funny, right? All this tech, and sometimes the best solution is the simplest. SoundBranch is kind of like that, like taking a step back and remembering how powerful the human voice can be.
I like that. So, how do we actually use it? Like, practically? I get the why, the whole using our voices thing, but how does it really work? It's like SoundBranch is more than an app. It's like a whole different way of thinking about talking to people.
Yeah, exactly. It really is. At its core, it's about being intentional, like choosing to communicate in a way that's more, I don't know, thoughtful, more engaging, more human, definitely.
So how do we actually make it happen? We've talked about all the benefits, but what does it look like in real life? How does it actually work?
It's surprisingly easy to use. It's like, picture this, you open the app and it's this sound booth, but like for your thoughts.
Okay, that's a cool
You
visual.
record your voice note, a quick update, a message to a friend, even a reminder to yourself.
Right.
But here's the cool part. It's not just sending it off into the void. You can categorize, add tags, all kinds of context.
Like a personal audio journal, but connected to how I communicate already.
You could say that, but there's more. Remember how we talked about it integrating with your other stuff?
Yeah.
Let's say you're writing an email and want to make it more personal.
Okay.
Instead of typing, you record a voice note in SoundBranch, and boom, it's in your email.
Wait, so they don't even need the app to hear it?
Nope. It's all about meeting people where they are. They'll get a notification, a nice-looking audio player, and they can listen right away or save it for later.
That's really smart. So it's not just voice notes. It's like weaving them into how we already live online.
Exactly. And the more you use it, the more these little things pop up. Say you're listening to a note, and there's a point you want to remember.
Yeah.
You drop a little time-stamped comment, and anyone else can jump right to that spot.
So it's a conversation. But it can happen over time, even if we're not online at the same time.
Exactly. And you can really think things through, which, let's be honest, we don't always do these days.
So true. Well, as we wrap up, what's the one big thing you want people to remember?
Simple. Your voice matters. In this world of screens and typing, your own voice is powerful. SoundBranch helps you use it. But the biggest thing is just being aware of how we're connecting and making better choices.
Kind of said it better myself. And on that note, here's a thought. What if, just once today, you ditched the text or email and sent a voice note instead? You might be surprised how good it feels. Thanks for diving deep with us today, everyone. We'll catch you next time.